News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, rich people should fly less so lower income families can go abroad without increasing a country's carbon footprint. That's according to the new chair of the UK Climate Change Committee. And I'm joined now by climate policy analyst Oisin Coughlan. Good morning to you, Oisin. Do you agree rich people should fly less so lower income families can fly without increasing the carbon footprint?
Yes, I do. We're going to have to overall fly less over the coming decade or two if we're going to live within the carbon budgets and constrain climate breakdown and the climate extreme weather impacts we're seeing around the world over time. But we need to do it fairly. So, you know, environmentalists tend to talk about the polluter pays principle, so that if you pollute, you should pay a tax or as to disincentivize that and raise money for better alternatives. But it took us a while, but we've realized over time we've got to make sure that that's done progressively, as in that richer people pay more, regular people pay less, and poorer families don't pay at all.
So poorer families go on holidays for free.
Well, they don't pay the tax. So the way that this has been proposed, I'm reading into the kind of the most standard example is that for one or two flights a year, there'd be no tax. And then for the next flight or two flights, there might be a €50 charge. And after that, it gets higher and higher. So it's a frequent flyer levy is the idea that she's alluding to there in her remarks.
And Oisin, in that case, why don't richer people pay more for everything? Why doesn't somebody with a few bob go to Tesco and their milk is dearer than a poor person? You know, on this basis of progressiveness, or some people might say communism, why don't rich people pay more for everything? Why isn't there a price for the poor and a price for the rich?
This is about taxes and taxes. Rich people do pay more, like they pay a
exactly they do. So if they're already paying more tax, if somebody's already paying, you know, a marginal rate maybe of around 50% when you throw in USCs and everything, and someone else is maybe paying no tax at all because they're below the tax threshold, are those people who are paying higher taxes not already doing their bit?
But we don't pay very many taxes at all, if any, mostly on flying at all. We all pay when we get our car filled with diesel or petrol. We all pay excise and carbon tax. There's no taxes on airline fuels, so that should change. That would affect the rate of this sort of levy.
Michael O'Leary yesterday on this show called for a removal of any kind of restrictive tax.
Yeah, but basically what Michael O'Leary says is that
because of the tariffs.
But, well, the tariffs are a particular moment in time and we'll all have to find ways to deal with that. But what Michael O'Leary is basically saying is that there should never be any regulation on airlines or on flying. We should just fly more and more and more and more and more and to hell with climate change and the impacts. That's effectively what he's saying. Whereas, you know, the studies that have been done for this show that if that happens, then the entirety of our carbon budget, and the amount of carbon we can emit if we want to stay within the limits of climate change, would be used up by flying only by 2040.
So there'd be no pollution left for anything else. In fairness to Oisin, is that in an era of protectionism and tariffs, that interconnectivity within Europe needs to improve. So people moving around within Europe, doing business within Europe, and yes, flying within Europe, tourism, travel, all of those types of things is something that we need to increase rather than decrease. I presume you're not on that page.
Well, I mean, we can increase connectivity. Most of the continental Europe has very good train services, and they're being invested in and improved and re-established where they were let wither, interconnection between different countries. We are obviously an island. We will fly more, but it is worth bearing in mind most of us have. Assume more people fly than do. So if you look, never mind, if you look globally, which, you know, people will say isn't relevant for us, only 1% of people cause half the emissions from flying. Okay. So like it's not a shared reality.
But even inside, rich people should have a restriction and fly less. Should it be that continental Europe people should fly less, but Ireland should have an exemption as an island?
Well, the Irish government could make that case, but it's actually not so much. I mean, we're focusing on the fact that rich people should pay more. But what it boils down to is if you fly a lot, which tends to be rich people, then you should be encouraged to fly less. But if you only fly once or twice a year to see a family member in another part of Europe or to go on one family holiday, well, that shouldn't be penalised. But at the moment, if you take the UK where this woman was speaking, 20% of households account for 75% of all flights. 10% of households apply for, account for over half the flights. So, and you know, about a quarter of households don't fly at all, or they only fly once. So those people wouldn't be affected. And about 75% of households wouldn't pay at all, actually, in the scheme as being designed for the UK. It's only designed to get those people who fly 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times a year to reduce that. And it would also, those who didn't reduce or reduced only a bit would be paying enough tax to be able to help invest in public transport.
So bottom line, the more you fly, the dearer it should get.
Exactly.
All right. Yes. Look, thank you for that, Oisin. I will ask our listeners what they think about it. It's a very interesting proposal and I do appreciate you coming on. That is climate policy analyst Oisin Coughlin. Let us know what you think.
What do you think here?
I think he has a point. She said...
through gritted teeth.
Pretty
You're
much.
You're facing all your biggest fears today. Snakes.
Reduction in holidays. My life has been ruined. Been ruined by all of this. But anyway, it's not all about me, but it just mostly is.
Let us know what you think. 087-1400-10.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.